love on reality TV, and by that we mean with each other.
Two best friends figuring out life,
chatting all things reality TV, because, I mean, how could we not?
And all things in between, sex, relationships, dating, and navigating being a female in the world.
Unfiltered and fabulous advice from your two besties.
Timothy from Maths wouldn't like that because I got my titties out.
The bedroom is off limits for any farting.
I could still make the whole place shimmer.
Is it Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. That's what I was singing.
Of course, it's Swifty Swift.
If we want to be real, I have a Taylor Swift song in my head, and we've just sat down to record a new podcast. So, welcome back to another episode of
welcome
Sit With Us.
Welcome back to Sit With Us.
Ella is still hungover from a bender on the weekend.
How does that feel, Del? I'm tired. We've also talked a fair bit today. We've watched a lot of things today. We watched Maff's dinner parties. I flew in from the Gold Coast yesterday. Yeah. And
hashtag nonstop.
Yeah.
But we are here recording a new, brand spanking new episode of Sit With Us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great that we're actually in the same location again. Which
I do find when we do the long distance episodes like last week, it's just not as good. Like the instant connection.
Well, you know what it is, guys, is when we're recording via long distance, there's a bit of a fucking 2 second delay. And I feel like your jokes don't land.
Nah.
You're
sitting there in silence for that mini second.
It's a bit hard. Okay?
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's weird, but look, we try.
Imagine if we actually lived in the same state.
Oh, it would be a lot bloody easier, I tell you that.
Like, imagine that.
I wouldn't have as many frequent flyer points though.
Oh, me too. I would not be a premium or whatever platinum member of Virgin.
Yeah, but being a platinum member with Virgin gets you fuck all.
It
really
also gets you jack shit. You just get to skip a queue.
Yeah. I mean, we love that from time to time, but still,
but
it's like, it's
more.
Not. Give me more. Like, give me free flights. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, give us something a bit more incentivizing than skipping a line.
Yeah.
You know?
So, other than the hangover, Dull, how was your weekend?
So, it was one of my longest, well, actually, she is my longest friend in my entire life.
Wow.
So I have known her since I was six, and we went to primary school together. We grew up together and then we went to separate high schools, but we have always remained friends. We've always checked in, stayed in each other's lives. It was really funny because we, you know, as you do when you're on the drink, your D&M, your reminisce.
Yes.
And we haven't seen each other in a while because she moved to the Gold Coast. And we were reminiscing and, you know, she was saying how my family took her in. But my memory is how her father took me in because she had absent parents. They were divorced. I didn't have a dad. My mum was working, you know, four jobs and her dad was a mechanic. So, like, our parents would take turns in babysitting the two of us together.
Yeah.
And it was really nice because we were – and her father passed away 5 years ago.
Mm.
And it was 2 days before my birthday. So she didn't come to my birthday. I'll never forget when it all happened. Yeah. And he was just the best dad, friend. He was just the best guy ever. And, like, we're reminiscing – all about him and like just our childhood and you know
isn't
when
that the best it's
it
really
just,
nice
you know yeah just so special and like just to be able to tell her and say and like you see this stuff in movies you know like he would be so proud of you and like so proud that you're fighting for what's yours because you know since he's passed there's been so much just family affairs and like
family dramas
stuff and she's really fighting for what she deserves and what is hers and we just had a really beautiful moment of reminiscing on life and it just makes you realize all this stuff you're getting older you're growing up.
Yeah, the real shit that matters, you know,
man.
And I think we kind of, in our day-to-day lives, we can lose sight of that.
Yeah.
But it's nice when you reconnect with those people that have been in your lives for many, many years.
It was really nice. But we did drink a lot of booze, like tequila out of the bottle.
Oh, tequila out of the bottle.
Bit of tequila out of the bottle.
Not even chilled, not even with a lime, nothing to even cut it.
Bit of Prosecco as well, so I was mixing.
Oh, jeez.
And then there was like these mugs made, like pre-made. Some of the other guys had made them and it was literally just like tequila and like salt. and pouring it in the cup with a bit of ice to water it down. It was just straight up.
So how the hell did you get on a flight yesterday after being that hungover?
Like, ask Renee. She was actually messaging me today just being like, I don't actually know how you're doing. I sent her a photo at 8 o'clock in the morning at Channel 9, like a photo in the mirror. She's like, babe, how are you doing this right now? And I'm like, you just keep going. Like, I can't like loathe in feeling like shit.
Yeah, when you've got your pre-booked I got in commitments, there like, is no...
I got to show up.
Yeah.
And I had a shit sleep last night in this hotel. Like,
The lighting
lighting was shit. Everything. And then like plans had to get changed in Sydney. Things got postponed. So I'm carrying around this heavy suitcase for no reason.
Oh.
And I'm like, all I want is my bed and like my animals. But we're here. And we just, you keep going.
Yes.
And you just deal with it when you get back home.
Yeah. Moral of the story is just keep going. Even if you're hungover.
You just got to keep going.
And hydrate. Because if you don't hydrate, then it's worse.
And I had so much fun. It was just the best. Got to see Renee because she lives there.
Yes.
We went to Movie World, which was a massive letdown.
Tell the peoples what happened with Movie World, because I'm pissed off for Ella, guys, okay? And I'm even like, bro, you need to be emailing them and get your money back. Please,
which I reckon we inform
the peoples.
The peoples. So Renee and I were like, let's do something fun. Let's get our adrenaline hit. Like, let's be kids again for the day. So we're like,
love
great.
That.
We'll go to Movie World. She lives there. She hasn't been there since she moved there. Anyway, book the tickets online, get to Movie World. Great. We get there like at 10:50, like 50 minutes after it's
excited
open.
Excited as. You got took a photo out the front of Movie World.
Got the photo out the front.
Got the photo and everything.
Like two little kids. And mind you, we are both like, you know, 5'2", like short little fucking kids running around Movie World. And then we get there and we go to the Superman roller coaster, which is meant to be one of the fastest roller coasters.
Oh, no. Oh, no, thank you, sir.
Sorry, shut for maintenance. And we're like... shut for maintenance. What do you mean? And then we go to this other green, I don't know what the name of the roller coaster was, but it was green. And they were like, oh, sorry, we're doing tests on it. So they had it going and doing tests.
I mean, does that really instill confidence in you? Does that make you want to get on these rides, babe? If there's like closed for maintenance, we're just testing.
I know. And like, I'm literally like to Renee, I don't know, even if they open this one that they're testing, I don't know if we should actually go on it because they've been testing it since like hours ago, like replaying, like it's going round. And so we're like, okay, let's go to like the kiddie area. So we went to the Wild Wild West, like the west side of Movie World.
And were they open or not?
The Wild Wild West was open.
Okay.
So we went on that.
And what does that specifically entail?
It's not very scary. Like you go on a log thing that you're obviously buckled up in.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, you go on a log, you can go up. And the water, and then you go in the blackness, and Renee gets really claustrophobic, so she was wigging out.
Great. I just wouldn't have gone on any rides because I get claustrophobic and freak out on any rides.
I'm like, it's fine, babe. It's not going to be that dark. It was pitch black in this, like, thing that we went in.
No.
Anyway, and you go to, like, this top of a hill, and you're in the water, but obviously, like, it's the, you know, mechanical, whatever, engineering stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you go up to the top of the hill, and then you like go straight out and you're just like waiting, but you can clearly see that there's like walls all around, like there's no opening and it just goes pitch black. And then I was like, oh my God, like we're going to fucking drop right now. Like we're going to drop.
Do you drop?
And I was like, started screaming in preparation. I was like, ah, like screaming in preparation. And then next minute, we go backwards down, like backwards down. And we just grabbed each other. We're like, ah. Like screaming backwards down a fucking hill thing in the blackness.
Nah.
In the blackness. And I had my Garmin watch on. My heart was like going from, it went from like 65, which is my average, to 139. My heart rate was like through the roof, like what it is on a run. And then we like appeared back in, you're floating back on your log and everyone's like catching their thoughts. And then we're like, we can't do this again. Come to the top of a drop, come to the top, and like, you know, in your stomach, like, oh, I just licked the mic. Like, your stomach, like, drops.
Yeah, it like, fully drops. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bleh. And as soon as you get to the top, you just see, like, you've got to go down. And I have this, like, reflex reaction whenever I feel like that stomach feeling.
Oh, no. Did you gag?
No, I lean over. Like, you know how, like, you're on an airplane and they have that brace position and you put your hands on your knees?
Oh, Jesus.
I, like, lean over and I like, tense.
Oh, you tense up. Yep, yep.
My body. I'm like, to hold on. And Renee's, like, because they take the photo. When they take the photo. I'm, like, flopped over my body.
Do you have your photo?
I don't have the photo. Because you're not going to take the photos of the photo. You have to buy the photo.
Oh, of course. So that's yeah. It. Okay, but the moral of the story here, number one, they didn't even give you the photo, even though most of the rides were
and they closed. Were closed. And we were going to buy the Fastlane pass, which was $250, all to go on two roller coasters. Two. And then all the kiddie rides were open. But, like, I'm sorry, but we're not going to go on the kids' rides. Like, we're not parents and yeah. We're not, like, we're a bit too old to do that. So we watched, like, a bit of a Joker, Batman, like, thing, which I put on my story, which the acting was gnarly. But I remember as a child it was amazing.
Thinking it was the best thing, yeah.
And, like, it's just weird going back as a kid. Because it's not like how you remember it.
Of course. You know? Everything was bigger and better when you're a kid.
Yeah. And like the Batmobile, it was just like not really a great Batmobile. But it's amazing when you're a kid. And then we went to the Joker ride because apparently that was a new.
Was that open?
That was open.
Oh.
Well, but because there was only two rides open, the lines were ridiculous because there's only two main roller coasters open. So everyone is going on those. So the line
that is ridiculous.
Was
I'm
over
sorry.
An hour.
You really do need to go and get your money back because that's just a joke.
And then it started raining and like it was, you know, we were a bit disappointed and we said next time maybe we'll go to Dream World because that's got all of like the bigger, even like the Giant Drop wasn't open, like all the rides were shut.
See, I would have been happy because it's like, oh, yay, the rides are closed. I don't have to go on them. But
much fun.
Like, I'm not a ride person.
I love a roll. And then the one that they were testing opened. So we went on it. We were like the first person.
Was it scary?
Nah, it was hilarious. I just can't help but laugh because now that I'm older and I've seen all those videos of people that they black out on rides.
Oh, fuck, that'd be me.
Have you seen those videos? They're hilarious. Like, those big ball things that slingshot you up.
No.
And then someone would be like, woo! And they black it. It's like their adrenaline is so high that they, like the oxygen isn't going somewhere. Have you not seen all those videos?
I think I have seen them.
They're fucking
I can't watch that shit because it scares me. But
they crack me
It's been a year since I went, obviously, in the jungle and I was on that helicopter, right?
See, that would be like a roller coaster.
Well, that was... And I'm telling you don't understand how much I screamed.
I mean, I'm
a
screamer.
I was saying, fuck, the whole time.
Yeah, I was saying,
Dicko.
Like,
I was like, fuck.
There was a part on the one that was getting serviced where you go upside down and, like, you're spinning like this. And I said to Renee, I'm like, am I dying? I'm like, are we dead? Because it was going so quick and, like, your neck's kind of getting fucking jolted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it's pretty hardcore. Like, roller coasters are pretty hectic, but ours are nothing compared to like America, like Disneyland.
Yeah, and I'll happily stay in Australia for that. Thank you very much.
I had a great time, but I do want to go to Dream World and do it properly and make sure that the rides are not being serviced.
Well, I have to say, get your money back because that's a joke.
Yeah, some people did say because we like made friends with people in the lines and like they'd driven, you know, hours. We only drove half an hour. People had driven hours to go there and spend the day there.
That's sad.
And
that's
people
so
like
wrong.
Travellers.
They should email all the ticket holders to be like, hi, the rides are fucking.
Apparently it was on the website, but like, you know, small writing in the bottom right
but
corner.
But also email, you're not going to go on the freaking Movie World website.
Well, that's where you buy tickets.
Yeah, but was it there when you bought the tickets?
Well, apparently it was, but we didn't see it.
Well, they didn't make it obvious
it wasn't,
enough, did
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it's not.
They're not
going to
be like
face.
In bold red writing that the rides are closed
exactly,
for maintenance.
Because they need to make money still.
They still need to make money. That's a bullshit.
But anyway, that was the weekend. Yeah, got drunk, hungover, Movie World, all the things. What did you
love
do?
That. Oh, well, look, my weekend wasn't as exciting. I did go to the Camden Show. For
That's
all the
fun.
Western Sydney people, they would know the Camden Show is kind of like the smaller sister to the Royal Easter Show, which was really amazing. Saw all the dogs was amazing.
Oh, yes.
I met some listeners of the podcast.
Love that.
Shout out to you guys that came up and said hi. And it was just nice. It was nice to get out as a family and just you know, see all of that. But other than that, guys, my weekends, I'm telling you, all I want to do on the weekends is relax and sleep.
That's all I want to do as and well.
I tell you what, like, if that makes me boring, then I'm boring. But
it doesn't.
My weekends are my veg out, do fuck allness.
I feel like it doesn't make us boring. I think that if you are like, I have never more in my life wanted to do that on the weekends.
Yeah, this is a good question.
I feel like it's a getting older thing.
Does it make me boring that all I want to do on my weekends is have a nap and watch ridiculous movies?
No.
On the couch at home?
No, definitely not. Like, I think since I've got Yuki and, like, the cats and now, you know, Guy, there's nothing more I would rather do is just be in our safe, humble abode with the animals, dancing to vinyl and eating cookies and, you know, chilling out.
I know. I know. Yep. So if that's old, then I'll take it. I'll
be
in on that.
I think it's nice. I think it's a nice way to just be like humbly aging.
Humbly aging. I like that.
Yeah.
That gets us into our next segment, which is, you know, fast becoming our favourite part of the episodes, but it's What's Trending.
What's Trending?
Jeez, you're trending like crazy.
That is so fetch.
What's trending?
She's gone through her photos again. I know straight away what my What's Trending is for this week.
I do like going through my photos because I feel like so much just happens and I don't even know. You know what?
It's good to take photos of things, guys.
Yeah, and like even if it's just a random thing. Okay, I've got What's Trending. So it's actually two things.
Okay, she's got two this week.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
First of all, this tracksuit is definitely trending.
Okay, yeah.
Since I got this fucking trackie, it has not come off.
She's in tracky weather, even though it's still like 26 degrees in Sydney, which for me is still like warm weather.
And I just, like, if you know me and you see me, I'm always in my trackies or my active wear. Like, I don't just wear jeans ever. I'm just comfort.
See, I've made a pact always with myself that I'm going to actively try to wear my clothes more because I feel like I have so many clothes that I accumulate and I think, oh, same. This is the outfit I'm going to wear and I never wear it because I end up just wearing the same thing if I'm just in my active wear or if I'm literally just in like a tank top and my jeans, which ultimately I am wearing today.
Yeah.
But I have made a pact with myself considering, I mean, when you guys listen to this episode, my hair will be cut. But as I'm recording this, I'm not cutting my hair till tomorrow. So I've, you know, realised that once I do cut my hair, it's going to be a bit of a change for my wardrobe as well, I think. So I need to actively think about what I'm wearing and my personal style. But your What's Trending is your trackie, and
it's,
I love that.
Trackie.
It's comfort. Comfort's key.
I love matching sets. I mean, if you go through my Instagram, there's a matching set like every week.
Yeah, you do
posts.
Love a matchy-matchy.
I love the matching set. And I think to go with the tracksuit, I've been eating a lot of the Halo ice cream.
To go with the tracksuit?
Yeah, you know, the protein
ice
cream.
Yes, and what's your favourite flavour?
The chocolate brownie flavour.
The chocolate brownie is
It's got
elite.
Bits of soft brownie in it. And Guy likes the cookies and cream one.
Yeah.
And I just love my Halo in the tracksuit. And I got a tub of Halo last night when I got into Sydney because I was hungover. I was in my trackie.
You
got
to do that,
I walked down to Coles and I was like, I would like my tub of Halo. And I watched Maths and ate my Halo.
That's, I mean,
in my trackies.
That is an elite combo, really. And then you felt
that's
it. She's got the photo right there. Look at that, guys. That's what's living.
Halo and trackie. What's trending for you, babe?
Okay, so my What's Trending is a bit of a surprise for me because I was surprised.
Oh.
And it's Fred again.
Oh, yes, Fred again.
Shout out to Amelia, our Facebook moderator, who was also at the Fred Again concert.
Yeah, she told me she saw you.
Mad Fred Again fan. I had no idea who he was.
Yeah, Dom's like, I'm going to Fred Again. I'm like, wait, babe. It's Fred Again ain't no Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And because I know your taste in music, I'm like, wait, do you know who Fred Again is?
Look, didn't really have a clue or an idea of who Fred was, but let me just say I'm into him.
Yeah.
I enjoy his music. I've really been smashing it at the gym.
Yeah.
Gives me that extra pump that I need. Mm. But, wow, what a talent. He sings, he plays the piano.
Oh, and he does the little.
And also, can I just say, I was just standing there that whole night watching, and they're jumping. They're doing all this shit. And I'm like, their energy.
Oh, babe. Well, Fred Again is the, look, when I was introduced to Fred Again, it's the kind of music that you went on like a weeknight, a school night at like 9 p.m.
Yes, yeah.
That's very not Fred Again, but people would turn it into a weekend night if they were going and knew Fred Again.
Well, people definitely in next to us were turning it into a weekend, weekday night, if you know what I mean. They were partying.
Yes. Well, Fred Again played at Revolver in Melbourne, which is... a club
you said
that
people
never
die
shuts.
In there. In
yeah,
the, in the
people
corner.
Died in there. It's a club that don't shut from like Friday to Monday. So, you know, interesting personalities cruise in and out for all hours of the day, night, lunchtime.
Vampires, werewolves, everyone.
You see it all. There was one time I went there, a girl was just dancing naked, fully naked. Fully naked. Like,
and that's the places that Fred Again typically performs in.
He's like DJing behind the cage. I don't know. People don't, if people are from Melbourne, they know what Revolver is like. But Fred Again is the music that you've just got to be having like a real litty time too.
And I was just litty in my own world.
Yeah.
Like I was driving that night, so I only had one glass of wine. And I was just happy to be there.
Happy
do you know what it was?
There.
It was more the vibe. It was seeing everyone else dance.
Yeah.
And I think it's just nice because, you know, there's so much shit going on in the world and there's, you know, how many fucking wars going on and all this bullshit that is just so...
AI-generated photoshopping.
Yeah, it's like, just... The world can be a really heavy place.
Yeah, man.
And it was just nice to get away for a few hours and be in a place where everyone's just dancing and happy, which I thought was really nice. So that's my what's trending for the week.
Fred Again and matching trackies. We love
that. Yeah, I do need to get myself a really nice matching trackie set. Not that I need any more clothes, but just as a, you know.
I've got a lot of
sloughing.
South Street.
South Street's cool.
I've got South Street. I've actually got a lot of Pretty Little Thing matching trackie sets. And then I've got some Adidas. I've got some like old PE Nation, but that's not very comfy. We like the oversized comfy. Obviously Stax.
Yes. My most worn piece of clothing I think I have is this old fucking tie-dye shirt that I bought from a vintage store that says I Heart DC on it, which I only got it because DC is my initials and I love myself.
What does DC apart from your initials?
Isn't
that like a skate
brand? Washington DC.
Oh.
Whatever DC stands for, which I don't know. Something central.
I don't
central.
Know either.
But, hey Siri, what does Washington DC stand for? District of Columbia. Uh-huh. Is that what it means? Washington DC, District of Columbia? If it's not, let us know, but that's what's just Google's taught me.
Go.
But there you go. You learn new things every day. But that's my most worn thing, and it's literally just a raggedy T-shirt that's got holes in it.
We love that, though.
But I love it, and I wear it like almost every night.
Yeah, that's like all my oversized bed T-shirts.
They're the best. That's all I wear to bed if I don't go naked.
Yeah, it's
sorry,
oversized.
Timothy from Maths wouldn't like that because I got my titties out.
No. Oh, God, Maths. Well, we'll have some fun.
Oh, we'll definitely be having some fun in the coming up Maths weeks, guys. If you've been keeping up to date with our
Maths
recaps, things are just getting crazier and crazier. And we're getting to the point now, it's getting to the end. We're going to start getting Maths people on the podcast, guys. So fucking stay tuned. Let's get into our main topic.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get into the main topic of the week. And this is something that we've spoken about a lot.
We have, yeah.
And that I've been really surprised that this is something that you don't necessarily do in front of Guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, our main topic is couples that fart together stay together. And this is officially backed by science. Okay,
officially.
This is not just some bullshit that we've just saw on Reddit or TikTok. This is official shit.
I wonder if there's a difference because I don't fart in front of Guy, but he farts in front of me.
Okay.
So I wonder if that plays in it.
Well, we'll have to ask the people at eHarmony because this is where the studies come from. This is the advice from eHarmony. After a recent study that found that couples who fart together stay together, which is so hilarious. And according to the recent survey conducted by the online dating site, couples wait on average of 6 months before farting in front of their partners.
Did you wait 6 months?
I definitely didn't wait 6 months.
It was earlier.
It was definitely earlier. Yeah. I think maybe...
I think Guy was earlier than 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, when you got to fart, you got to fart, man.
Well, I don't know.
I think, though, that you can tell if it's going to be a smelly one.
How do you know?
I just know by the grumblings in my belly. I just know if it's like, and then it's like, oh, no, this is coming off shit straights.
Nah, I'd rather just not risk it. I'd rather not risk the biscuit.
Okay, so if you had to fart, though, would you walk into the other room? Be honest.
Yeah.
So you'd leave the room?
Yeah. I would not fart in front of him.
Would you be like, oh, I've got to go and do something, or would you just walk away?
I'd just get up and pretend I'm doing something.
And what's the most...
He does that. When we're in bed, in the bedroom, and if he needs to fart, he will get up and leave the bedroom and stand at the door, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then he'll...
Well, that's really respectful of him, because that means he knows he's going to let her rip her.
And
because
he knows I don't like it. I don't like it. In the house, sure, but not in bed, where I'm sleeping and breathing closely.
Yeah, and in the bed as well. It's a Dutch oven. Do you know what a Dutch oven is?
Yeah, I do know what a Dutch oven is.
Yeah, so a Dutch oven is never nice.
No, thank you.
And it does leave the particles on the sheets.
We don't need that.
No, we're sharing this bed.
Yeah, so the bedroom is off limits for any farting.
Okay, yeah.
And so he does respect that, and he gets up. He stands at the door, in the doorway, and stares.
That's great. And does he close the door straight away? Because the waft can come in.
Well, it follows you.
Yeah,
sometimes he'll fart and walk by me, and I'm like, I can literally smell you.
Sometimes I'll walk in the study and it'll hit me. I go, babe, that's fucking rotten. And then he just laughs. And I'm like, that's not funny, bro. Even Millie's walked out.
Do you know what I mean? Yuki farts too, so.
The dog farts.
The dog farts.
Jack just messaged me before and said Millie farted and woke herself up.
That's hilarious.
That is so cute, though.
It is very cute.
The smell isn't cute.
I've never actually heard. Have you heard Millie fart?
I've heard her fart fully.
What?
She's gotten off the couch once and stretched and farted at the same time. Oh, I died.
Oh my God.
So
I wonder what Yuki's would sound like. It would sound like a little balloon.
I mean, her asshole would be so tiny.
Her bum is so tiny. Like, her bottom is like smaller than a belly button.
Dude, my belly button is huge. Her belly button, her asshole.
Oh, her belly button's smaller than that.
Come on, it's so tiny.
Yeah, her bottom is tiny.
Well, apparently, when it comes to people talking and farting in front of each other, apparently those under the age of 24 only wait 3 months. So the young'uns don't really care.
They care less.
But I would have thought different. I thought the older you get, the more you just relaxed. Because I am. Aren't you more relaxed in your relationship the older you get?
I would say so. But maybe you care less about those things when you're younger because you just kind of like what – I don't know.
I'd be more nervous to fart in front of a partner when I was younger.
But when you were older, we're a bit more self-aware and we understand that farting is like a natural thing, whereas you're younger, you don't really care. Maybe.
Well, questioning more than 1,000 people. So they went to 1,000 people right about this around the nation. The matchmaking website researched different relationship milestones. And on average, it takes just 3 months to say, I love you, right?
Wow.
Men are more likely to be the ones that say it first. But it takes people 6 months to fart in front of each other. And only on average 3 months to say, I love you, which the man says it first.
That I can support that. Study, because both of my first boyfriends said it first.
Yep.
And Guy, I actually said it first, but in a card.
In a card, I remember. She was so nervous. She was like, I'm going to write it in the card.
Yeah.
I remember that. How that time flies.
I know. And then I said it in the card. I said, I think I'm in love with you, or like I'm falling in love with you. And he was like... It's like it was no surprise kind of thing to him. He was like, well, I've loved you this whole time.
Oh, my God, stop. I'm getting shivers.
And then I was like, oh, do you? He's like, what do you mean? Yeah, it's like 7 years I've loved you.
I know, and then they go and do the manly thing. It's like, I've loved you for 7 years.
Fucking whatever.
Yeah, what? Like what?
What? I'm tough.
Yeah, I'm tough. I'm tough.
I love you. Yeah.
But isn't that interesting?
Mm.
A couple of other really interesting findings from the study revealed that it takes 5 months for people to leave a toothbrush at their lover's house.
What? 5 months?
I'm sorry. I'd be leaving one there sooner if I'd be staying there a lot, mate. Because
see, this is interesting. As I've gotten older, I would have more of the courage to bring a toilet...
A toilet brush.
To bring a toilet brush with me. Yeah, sure. And goes, I'll take a shit.
Goes hand in hand with those farts.
I would have more like courage or confidence if I was having a sleepover with a guy to bring my toothbrush with me.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you're younger, you don't do that sort of stuff.
Would you share a toothbrush with your partner?
Like,
have you done it?
Yeah, I think we have done it. When he first started sleeping over, I think he used it a few times, but then I bought him one. Because I use an electric toothbrush.
Oh, my God. So did I.
Yeah.
Who are we?
I'm like, brother,
It's like, brother, brother, Can we get that sound bite in here?
Brother, What's that? What's that, brother?
Well, isn't that interesting, though?
Brother, Like, shed the toothbrush. Yeah, I feel like as I got older... I was more like, I need my cleanser. Yeah. I was like packing the wipes with me. If I knew that I was going to end up staying over at someone's house.
Like there is no way I'm sleeping in my makeup. Like,
but when we were younger,
yeah, I know.
I feel like we would never pack that stuff. Yeah,
you're right. It comes with the confidence and the knowledge and just all
caring
of that.
Caring and more about your health
and that's
shit.
True actually, the caring too. Also, 5 months before crying in front of their partner.
Well, I mean... I only really just cried in front of Guy.
But you're not a crier.
Yeah.
Whereas I think I cried in front of Jack, I've cried in front of him since he's fucking known me, to be honest.
Yeah, I haven't.
I don't care. Like, I'll cry wherever.
It's not that I care.
No. Ella isn't a crier. But it's so interesting. Isabella isn't. My best friend, Izzy, is not a fucking crier.
So weird, isn't it?
Yep.
I do wish I cried more. Like, sometimes I'm just like, when I should be crying, I'm like...
But you're saying that you cried at maths.
Yeah, it's weird.
See, maths doesn't make me cry, but it makes you cry.
I don't know, like, random, like, the most random things that make me cry that I wouldn't expect, but then the things that you would expect should make me cry, I don't.
I think 5 months for showing, like, real deep emotion in front of your partner...
That's fine.
I mean, I can understand that, right?
I
really can.
5 months is a good time.
Yeah, 5 months is a good amount of time. Do you think, though, is 2 months the right amount of time for women to go without makeup? I think that's a long time. That's 8 weeks.
I think that's
to go without being without makeup.
That's a very long time. I think times have changed as well. Like our generation, you know, that term clean girl era, like that wasn't a thing fucking a year ago. So now it's like I think girls are more praised for being natural.
But also it's like your guy friend knows that you're not going to wake up looking like...
I mean, every guy I ever dated, I would always have makeup on.
But did you wake up in the morning early to...
Yes.
Really?
And I would sleep with it on. Even my boyfriend when I was 18, the whole time that we dated, I would sleep with my makeup on because I was so insecure.
Fuck,
and I had bad skin. Yeah. I'd wake up early and put makeup on. Like that Mousse foundation chart.
Oh my God, Maybelline.
Yeah, that Mousse stuff. I'd put it on with a sponge.
Brother, the fucking bacteria,
I know, I put it on with a sponge. Great.
Shut!
I know, and it's sort of two shades too white.
Oh my God.
I didn't know how to contour either back then. I don't think I wore bronzer. I think I was just one shade.
I actually saw some photos of me like 10 years ago. I'm actually going to show you them.
Like my makeup skills.
Yeah, Lorena sent me these photos. Shocking. I mean, that's not a great photo, but look at me 10 years ago. Do I not look like a different person?
I mean, not like dramatically different. Like obviously your lips.
The lips, definitely. The lips make
but
a difference.
Like your hair.
The teeth are still the same, bitches.
Your hair's pretty much that colour now.
Yeah, yeah. And how is the dip dye, eh? Like, look at that.
I had that. Balayage.
Everyone fucking had that.
I loved it when I had that.
But look how fucked my hair was.
Oh, babe, same.
That's why, guys, I can't grow my hair.
Mine was straw back then when I used to dip dye bleach it myself at home.
But like the
mix
makeup.
Up the potion.
The makeup. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my winged eyeliner. Mate, you know what I used to do? I'd have to find photos. I used to have the most perfect quiff.
Quiff?
Quiff. Do you know what a quiff is?
Oh, the quiff just at the front.
Oh, bro, brother.
Oh, brother. We used to have to do that for dancing.
Oh.
We used to have a quiff. And then a high pony. That used to be our dancing hairstyle.
Rock the most solid quiff ever.
And do you guys remember a quiff?
And mine was so high.
Did you like tease it and then hairspray it?
And it was like, it did not move all day. All day. And then when my hair started to get really thick and long, it would fall down the middle and split.
Brother,
I have to find photos of my quiff. You have to get photos now.
Like, I'm going to find photos of my quiff too.
It was like, it was amazing. I was like, everyone was like, how did you get it like that? How did you do it so well and like solid?
What's another fact that just blew in my mind? 1 year it takes apparently for 45% of lovers to get engaged. 1 year. That's nearly half of people get engaged within a year.
Okay.
Like, wow, all right.
I think if you're like a bit older, yeah, sure. Like that would make sense. Sometimes when you're older, you just know what you want and that conversation's had real, you know, a lot sooner. You're more comfortable to kind of, yeah, tell them what you want. But if they're younger, like 20,
yeah,
that's pretty quick.
Also, in the first 6 months of a relationship, 28% of couples would move in together. I don't know if that means that they do move in together, but 13% would get engaged. Oh, so this is just a would.
Okay.
13% say they would get engaged and 15% would share a pet. Within the first 6 months, they share a pet.
Well, I guess they're still in the honeymoon phase.
I think that's a wrong time to get a pet in the honeymoon phase.
I think, well, I think considering moving in with anyone or like set in stone any big commitment in that first 6 months when you're still in that love bubble may not be a very safe time to do it because, I mean, when that honeymoon phase ends, like,
100%. And I know, like, there are those, you know, diamonds in the rough, you know, amongst us that have done all of these things and made it work and are still in amazing, happy relationships, you know, that people that met and they got engaged straight away and married and kids straight away and all of that, and they've made it work. But, you know, I've seen a lot of times that people rush into things and then it does come crashing down. Yeah. But that's not to say that there are those diamonds in the roughs that make it work and there are beautiful relationships that come out of it. But it's very interesting reading these statistics. Then for people on the rebound, 67% of Aussies started dating again within a year of breaking up. I believe that. I would think that it was would be higher.
Yep, I believe that because every guy I've ever – well, I mean, there's only two of them, but every time – for a few times we broke up, we would get back together.
You'd get back together with the same person?
Yeah, with the same person.
Oh.
When we were young, when I was like 17 to 19.
Yeah. Oh, God, but that's really young. That's like you don't even know what the fuck you did. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then it says also, which I mean isn't really that much of a shock to me, shock horror, men are more likely to get back on the dating scene than women.
Oh,
within
within
a year.
Well, that makes sense.
They make up the majority.
Yes.
I believe that.
I believe that.
I think men aren't as – and this is where it comes into play. I don't think men get as emotionally attached, but then they're the ones that aren't emotionally intelligent enough when they get in a new relationship to be like, okay, what is this? Is this, you know, a real thing? Or do they – then when they're in that new relationship, then it all fucking breaks down because then they're like, oh, my God, I didn't take the time to mourn my last relationship.
That's – yeah, that's what happens. Men, they – jump into covering up, you know, not dealing. They don't like to deal with the emotions straight away, whereas us as women, we tend to gather that, you know, for however long it takes us. So they get someone under them to get over them.
We get ourselves fucking in tip-top condition again, like mentally.
And
we,
then you know, later, I feel like later then men deal with it.
Yeah.
Like they think that they're fine. They go through that phase of I'm a single man again.
Yeah.
And then later when us as women, we're over it and we're fucking thriving, that's when then they feel the breakup. It's like it's like a total opposite processing format for women and men.
It is. All of these little insights are very interesting. But obviously the most incredible one for me was definitely the fart. The farts.
Yeah, the farts.
I think it's time for you to fart in front of a guy. I really do think.
I actually don't think I could ever do that unless I was on my deathbed.
Babe.
Like unless I got barley belly or I was sick or something like that.
So you would never actively fart in front of him, let off a little.
No. I know I've done it in bed by accident because he told me and I was mortified. I was actually mortified. Like,
well, when you're sleeping, you can't fucking control it, babe.
No, but he must have woke him up.
Oh, he's taking the piss.
So I'm like, you must be deeply asleep before I go to sleep. so that if anything happens.
Yeah, you would have come on to fart. You would have had to be in a deep sleep.
Well, I must have been. And it's not safe in there. It's not safe anywhere now. He's a light sleeper. I'm like, babe, we can't have that. I would never intentionally.
Take your melatonins, knock yourself out. And if I do fart, I don't want you to fucking.
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Just like when I snort. Babe, don't tell me. Yeah. Like it makes me feel guilty.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know, like tell.
But if Jack's a deep sleeper.
Well, he's not really a deep. Oh. I mean, he is, but he. Also, the bloke gets up to piss and drink during the night. Like, stop
drink.
Drink. He's drinking water. He's having a sip. And then Millie wakes up and then he pats Millie. I'm like, babe. I mean, it's cute. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it'll wake me up. And then I notice, like, he gets into bed and then he'll pat her, give her a kiss and then get in. I'm like, fuck, it's cute. But also, fuck, shut up.
Yeah, no. There's no animals sleeping in our bed.
All right. Well, when you've got a 25-kilo dog that's in the middle and that splays her. She literally splays herself out, legs here, legs it. I think she's fucking queen of the house.
Even if Yuki did splay herself out on bed. She just. We wouldn't even feel her. We'd probably fling her off by accident. Accidentally kick her
little
off.
Little bubba.
I know.
Oh, my God. Well, that was really, really interesting. And if any of them really stood out to you guys, would love to chat more about them in our Facebook group, which is Sit With Us, the podcast. Come and join. Come and join the crowd. You can also, on Instagram, we're there at Sit With Us Pod. And make sure you keep an eye out on the Insta stories for our next week's topic, which we will be reaching out to you guys to get your thoughts. And also, we really want you guys to be sending in the voice memos because we want to play them on the podcast.
We
want to start interacting with you guys a lot more.
Send in whatever you want to say. Tell us a story. Share something. Honestly, we're keen to try something new with the pod and, like Dom said, involve you in Sit With Us a lot more.
And one week I really want to do like an anonymous where we put up an anonymous box on the podcast and you guys send in your like
crazy stories,
things that
crazy
you're embarrassed about.
Oh,
and we
I
read them
that.
Out and just fucking talk all about it. I think that would be
so much
amazing
fun.
And super fun.
And also, just to remind you guys, our YouTube series started. Our Alan's vlog is up. Our Mally vlog is coming. It's been edited. We just got to really just click publish. And we've got our next tour booked in with Remedy Kombucha.
You guys, we are going to be, our gut health is going to be fucking on point, okay? And potentially we might be doing some more farts with that. So,
well, not in public, but yeah, sure.
But anyway, guys, we really hope you enjoyed this episode. We can't wait to chat with you again next week.
Love you guys. Have a lovely day.
Bye.